It's time to shake out your money-making truth. You're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Have you ever wondered why some people work really hard for their money while others live lives of joy and abundance with seemingly little effort? You are about to learn powerful, tangible steps to shifting your mindset and connecting to your flow of money and abundance. Jennifer teaches you to connect to who you are at a soul level and how to use that connection to create a personal and specific relationship with money. Learn how money is a powerful tool to achieve your desires and your desires to then serve the world. So shake out your money-making truth right now. Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth Through Spiritual Health. I'm Jennifer Bloom, your host, and really I'm thrilled that y'all are spending this next hour or so with us today and getting a chance to learn some new things about how to work with money, how to work with your own value, and how to really allow that to come from the inside out rather than the outside in. I talk about money in a lot of different ways and how it's connected in with soul, but most recently I've really been talking about the money relationship and how you are in charge of your own relationship. There's only three aspects to the money relationship. There's you, there's the divine, and there's money. The divine and money have absolutely no free will. So you are the one that's in charge. You get to decide how money's going to flow. You get to decide how you want to work in the world and offer your services and have things return to you. And this is something that I have been living and breathing and talking about for years. So it's something that's second nature to me, but it isn't second nature to a lot of us, because I think we're really taught to look outside of ourselves. We're taught to look and see what somebody else values about us, what somebody else might think about us, what somebody else might think about who we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to do in the world. And, quite honestly, that doesn't work very well. It ends up leading to a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, and a lot of truly under-earning, to be frank about it. So that's really what my guest and I are here to talk about today. We are talking about how you get to be you, and you get to be prosperous as you are being the you that you are. So I want to welcome my guest today, Candace Foster. Candace, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah. So let me just tell you a little bit about Candace, and then I'm going to let actually Candace fill us in mostly on who she is. And that's a little bit easier. But Candace has created something called The Butterfly's Cocoon. And that is both a weekly podcast as well as a blog, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And so you work a lot with moms, helping them embrace their inner butterfly and really working on talking about topics on empowerment and positivity and beauty and well-being and how all of those can combine to help create a better experience.
Yeah, pretty much summed it up in a nutshell.
There we go. We got it. So welcome. I would love for us to start by having you tell a little bit about your story, about why this topic is important to you and how you came to understand that, listening to other people about who you're supposed to be doesn't work out so well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up in Alaska, a small town, and I grew up really hearing about how much from other people, not necessarily from my own family, but from people that I will grow up to be nothing. I won't be nothing. I'm not beautiful. I'm not worthy of anything. And I pretty much kind of carry that on into a lot of things growing up. When you hear those things as a little kid, you kind of really soak those in as that's exactly who you are going to be. And I definitely replay that out in my personal relationships with my friendships, coworkers. It definitely put a bit overcast and a shadow through my whole life. And it wasn't until I've gone through two divorces. One was in an abusive relationship. I found a beautiful man now that really truly loves who I am and blessed me enough to have another child. And going through all that, I still had the idea that I wasn't beautiful enough. I'm not good enough to have my own business. I'm not good enough to have all these things. I've tried so many different venues of careers that I thought I could do, and I put my whole heart into them. But then I just gave up because I just kept telling myself I'm not worth it. That whole conversation as a child just kept coming back to me every day, especially as soon as my son was born. So it wasn't until last year that I was like, okay, enough is enough. I can't continue to be this depressed mode, to put myself in this box that other people's perceptions were of me, that really I didn't even know who I was at the time for them to really be putting that perception onto me. So I basically did a lot of personal development for myself. I decided to really go deep down and find out why I was feeling the way that I was feeling, why I was accepting other people's beliefs other than my own, and how I can actually put myself first instead of someone else's own perception of Candace. And that's when I went through that journey of really finding my spirituality and really finding law of attraction and the pendulum shift and really understanding how things really do play into your life today, how they really do affect you from your past. I decided to really make the butterfly's cocoon because I didn't really see anybody talk about things like this, especially in the African American community. I didn't see a lot of moms talking about the shadow work that they had to do or are doing to really get above the things that they're like their accomplishments that they got to. So I thought, you know, I kept seeing these butterflies and I found the meaning behind butterfly and how I really love the fact that they can shed that old skin and become something really beautiful. And that's pretty much where the butterfly's cocoon came from. I want to help moms, women to really understand that they are beautiful no matter what they look like, no matter what someone may have their own perception of them. They are themselves entirely a beautiful, unique butterfly. And I want to help them shed that cocoon so they can embrace who they are.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And you said there are about 15 things in here that I want to follow up on, because and there are a lot of directions we could go with this conversation. But the first thing I want to talk about is, you know, that idea about beliefs, right? And mm-hmm. and you clearly have done a lot of work. You've clearly, you know, looked at a lot of the places where you've needed to see what somebody else's words versus what are yours, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that in this day and age, when we are talking a lot about what it means to grow up with different colors, with different opportunities, and people talking about, you know, what is it? I don't even know how to open up this conversation here, but you know, I let me just say this. I have a neighborhood board, and I had somebody come on and say, what's going on here? You know, what's this racism stuff all about? And, you know, I don't hear anybody spewing hate. And that's not what we're talking about in this day and age. We're talking about all of these systemic beliefs that have been woven into our culture that you don't see any, that we don't see. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, this idea that that there are beliefs woven in that, about who you get to be and who you can't be, mm-hmm. and not really even seeing that those are present. And mm-hmm. to hear that constantly is something that's important to be able to even begin to take the sunglasses off, take the yeah. blinders off, right?
Absolutely. Like, I don't think really people understand how much, especially as a kid, as you're hearing things. I mean, you could be bullied about all kinds of stuff. And mind you, I was bullied for a lot of things. I was a tomboy. I didn't dress like the other girls. I was darker. I didn't have like the girly mindset. I've always just been kind of like a unique individual.
Yeah.
But growing up, like, I've heard like, you look like dirt and you will be nothing like dirt. And you are just the scum of the earth. And mind you, I grew up in the elementary school that I went to, I was the only Black kid in the entire elementary school. So you could just imagine the thought process that I had to endure during lunch, recess, even teachers telling me, like, I remember one instance, this teacher, we had to draw who we thought we were, like, where we want to be. And I picked a brown color crayon. And the teacher was arguing with me that, no, you're Black. You need to pick the Black crayon. And as a kid, you hear that. I'm like, I'm arguing with her. I'm like, but I'm not the color Black. I'm the color brown. And I got in trouble so much that she sent me to the principal's office, and the principal had to call my mom. And my mom was like, I don't understand why you're calling me in here when she's telling the teacher in a valid statement that her skin tone shade is not the color Black. It is brown. So it's little things like that, that I grew up really having to deal with, of authority figures and kids my own age telling me, oh, you won't be who you are. And having that be repeated to you over and over and over and over again throughout your entire school system life, you really don't get that whole idea of like who you really truly could be if someone just didn't even immediately judge you because of the color of your skin. So it took me a while to really love my color. It took me really a long time to really enjoy the things that I could do instead of believing what other people's perceptions were of me. And that's their own beliefs. That's their own perception. It has nothing to do with Candace. That's not Candace who is an individual is. And anything, my skin tone doesn't really mean anything. So, you know, it was just a very big learning curve of having to put those beliefs aside and say, they're not mine. They're somebody else's. And this is who I am going forward.
Beautifully said. So, you know, I think that we all get to take a moment to pause and ask that question, where are these voices coming from? Right? Where am I, right? To when we're in a situation and things aren't going the way we want them to go, right? You know, you shared some of the ups and the downs that you've had, you know, and a lot of times, instead of saying, huh, this just must not have been the right fit for me, right? We hear things like, whatever the voices that were repeated from our childhood, right? We're sponges mm-hmm. up through the age of 6 or 7. We're just taking everybody else's beliefs on. And so to be able to have that courage to really take that, take a look and yeah. say, no, wait a minute. This is not yeah. me, right? This isn't who I am. I don't have to listen to this anymore, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I did. I was like, I can't let that shadow oversee the rest of my entire life. I'm only 30. I'll be 33 this year. So I'm like, I can't let that continue going on for the next 33 years of my life. I got to work on that to eliminate that belief and really become who I truly can be for the future.
Wow. So such a powerful thought. So we're going to step into break here. But when we come back, I'd love for you to share a little bit with those of us, those people who are listening, about maybe how to take those first few steps into really knowing who you are. Right. Yeah. Okay. So wonderful. All right. So we're going to pause here. This is Soul Wisdom Abundance on Transformation Talk Radio. And Jennifer Bloom. We'll be back with my guest, Candace Foster, in just a few moments.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The energy paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Imagine a world where good news,
oh yeah,
positive information and stories were the mainstream. Tell us your positive story. Hashtag positivity rules. You are listening to the Transformation Radio Network.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
All right, we're back on Soul Wisdom Abundance with me, your host, Jennifer Bloom, and my guest, Candace Foster. So Candace, before we jump back into the conversation, can you let everybody know how to find you if they want to learn more about your work?
Absolutely. So I have everything's pretty the same for all social media networks. It's the Butterfly's Cocoon. I'm on Instagram and on Pinterest. And then all of my information as far as podcasts, blogs on women empowerment, body positivity, and mental wellness, all that information is on our website, which is also the butterfliescocoon.com.
Super, super. Thanks for sharing. So before we went to break, we were talking about growing up with other people's beliefs and really beginning to shed those beliefs. And I love that image of the cocoon, right? And I think one of the scariest parts of that cocoon process, right? The caterpillar goes in, spins its web, it's in its cocoon, and it starts to liquefy, right? Everything dissolves. And then of course the butterfly comes, but that process of liquefying can be a little bit scary. So So can you share a little bit about the process that you went through to help support yourself as you began to liquefy and begin to identify the beliefs that you knew to be true?
Absolutely. So like I said it earlier, I kind of did a lot of research on beliefs and personal development. And one of the persons that kept popping up is Bob Proctor. And then I just started binge watching all of his recordings, taking some of his classes and really diving deep into that. The number one practice that I did daily though was journal. And I journaled my first step, and I'm still actually journaling now. I actually have a 30-day journaling challenge right now on Instagram with my audience. And I just found that when I began it, I really wanted to put on paper what my mindset was, where it was coming from, the beliefs that I was still hearing in my head. And I was journaling through the whole process of me answering those questions from Bob, or answering journaling questions about shadow work, and making sure that I'm really diving deep into where that core belief originated from and how I can overturn that belief for a more positive mindset for me in the long term. So journaling was definitely an eye-opener, because you can literally go back, you can feel that emotion, you can see the pain, you can feel the pain again just by reading the words. And it really did help me open up without having to open up to somebody else and having to explain or justify that feeling. The paper and pen was really my best friend to help me figure out what was going on with me, and to really put it in black and white, basically, on this is where it came from, and this is how I can change that ideal of me to the better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So you can start to, that journaling process, you can start to identify, all right, this is me, right? This is my voice. And wait a minute, this piece over here, that doesn't have to be part of my story anymore, right? That's somebody else being the author of your story, right? And
exactly.
We don't do it on purpose, letting other people be the author of our stories.
No. And sometimes it's even our parents. It's even our grandparents. It's like your best friend. It's like whatever, maybe their situation that happened to them, they project that onto somebody else, and they don't mean to, but they're just telling their side of the story. And so when you hear that story, sometimes you can really resonate with that with you, or feel that pain point of that person. And then somehow that intertwines and becomes your story, or this is what happened to you, again, a limited belief. And in reality, it really didn't happen to you. So it's a lot. It's not just your own, it's other people, it's what you see, it's social media, it's the media in general. It could be a lot of things that really change your own perception of yourself without you really knowing it. And then when you really dive into the logistics of it and really understanding where it came from, you could really be an eye opener. Like, I didn't even think of that. That came from X, Y, and Z. And then why is this even in my daily routine of thinking this is actually me when in reality it's not? So it really is an eye opener.
It really, yeah, it is. It is. So, okay. So the idea of journaling is very powerful and telling that story. Now, one of the things that I know that I have found very helpful in learning my own story and really stepping into who I am is to have having an understanding at a level other than just my mind, right? Yeah. So I turn to a paradigm called soul language, and it's a paradigm that helps us create some tangibility around who we are at that soul level, right? So, and you know, there's all different kinds of places to turn. Do you have anything in particular that you like to turn to that can really help you give a definition of who you are, or is your understanding of you really just more just kind of emerging from understanding yourself better?
Kind of the second one. I'm understanding myself better. I'm understanding the triggers from other things that really trigger me that can make me think something else. I really am trying. I have daily mantras. I do spirituality work. I do a lot of meditating. Meditating is probably one of my favorite things. That helps me really center myself back to me and really not let the outside world, outside noise, outside triggers really bother the internal work that I'm doing for myself. So really finding myself has really brought me to an outer understanding of how other things don't need to affect me anymore the way that they used to affect me.
Oh, yeah, that's huge, right?
It's huge because it's a daily thing. Because something can really trick you like this, and you really don't really understand it until you do that shadow work. Until you really dive deep into understanding what is triggering you and why those thoughts are coming in, then you can really understand. Okay, that's what's going to trigger me. I need to find a tool that's going to help me balance myself so that going forward, I know what those are, and I'm not going to let that internally affect the work that I've been doing for myself. It's a lot of work.
It is a lot. Yeah. Right. It takes a lot of focus, doesn't it?
Yeah, and, it really does.
You know, and of course, when we start to see some benefit from it, right? When life starts to get a little quieter, a little more peaceful, when you end up in a good relationship, right? Yeah. Right. It's like, okay, now I can see how this inner work is translating to what's going on in my day-to-day world. Mm-hmm. And I think that I really like what you had to say about meditation. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of times we discount the inner, that inner peace, right? Yeah. It's sort of like, oh, inner peace, you know, another self-help kind of blah, blah, blah. Right. But we don't grow up experiencing times of peace in our bodies. Yeah. And you think that chaos is normal, right? You think that that monkey brain, monkey mind thought over and over and over again is normal, and it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
Right.
It's really eerie. Like the minute you start to really see the benefits, like you were saying earlier, it's kind of like, okay, well, what's next? Like, is something going to come at me? But then when it doesn't, and you really are starting to see yourself in a more positive light, it's really eerie to hear the calmness, but then it becomes very nice to hear the calmness. It's actually really joyful and like really peaceful. For me to sit down for 30 minutes to like calm my head and not have it always running, because it's running all day. You're thinking all the time. Yeah. And it could be like, what you got to do next, or what's up for the next podcast episode, or who am I going to do this, or nope, I got to make sure I watch this client or do whatever. Like your mind's always going somewhere. So for you to give yourself 30 minutes to just pause and have that inner peace, it is so nice. It's so rejuvenating. Like it kind of like re-amps your body up and like gives you that break that you needed, even though you didn't know you needed that break.
Right.
But it gives you that break to like, okay, now you can go back to doing what you need to do and not have that monkey just keep running around in your head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, I started running my own business about 20 years ago. And the first place I started was very much in the area of women's health and stress. And, you know, stress is really kind of this garbage term because it could be anything. It could be fear, it can be anxiety, it could be anger. And when we're in that space of our minds always thinking, even if we think that we're serving other people by doing it, right? If we're like, you know, you speak a lot to moms. And as a mom, there's a lot going on in your head. There's always something, especially if, you know, if you're trying to balance it with any other type of outside work, that even if you're simply doing the mom work, there's all kinds of things to keep in mind. And I think we get a little bit addicted to that cycle. And we think that, again, we think we're serving others by constantly being cycling and doing and thinking and cycling. But when you get to that place of peace, you're so much more effective, right? Oh, yeah. As you said, it's rejuvenating. It refreshes the body. It brings, sort of wipes the memory banks clear of all those cobwebs. So you can think of the things that you need to be doing, right?
Absolutely. It's starting to become like doing meditation, starting to become more of like, I know it's probably wrong to say or not right to say maybe, but you know how people say, oh, it's okay to have one cup of wine a day. And it's really nice that enjoyment that they get from drinking that one cup of wine. That meditation is how it's for me. If I get to meditate for a little bit, I really do get unwind and I really do get that more energy for my 3-year-old son or that more energy to help my 11-year-old that's doing crazy math that I don't even remember doing when I was his age. So it's like having that moment for myself really does help me mentally and also physically as well. I'm more limber. I'm more able to do more fun things and I'm not so more tired and being lazy or quick to snap because I'm just so irritable of all the mundane things I got to do as a mom. Not to say that's wrong, but you know, as you go on this daily thing where it's like, it's not stopping. So to have that moment of just 30 minutes, it really does help a lot.
Yeah. That irritability can be, I recognize that very much from my early mom days. And it's sort of like that, just sort of that constant sandpaper under your skin. And right.
Yeah.
But nobody likes an irritated mom. Yeah. You know, you don't want to be an irritated mom. Kids don't like irritated mom. Right. And so as we can introduce these kinds of tools into day-to-day life, it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
So I know you have a whole host of other tools to help moms with that sandpaper under the skin feeling. we're gonna step away and take another break. But when we come back, how about if we go ahead and talk about some more of those tools?
Okay.
All right. So we are here, Soul Wisdom Abundance, and we're gonna take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be back soon.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Inspire, create, empower, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi ladies, are you sick and tired of having a great idea and not knowing how to get that idea off the ground? The high-heeled go-givers are here. This community of highly dedicated women have locked arms in a purpose-driven mission to uplift and transform the lives of women throughout our communities. Don't forget to tune in to listen to them and me talk with you about not just how to survive, how to hit the ball out of the park.
Listen while you work. Streaming live on any device. Tune in to the Transformation Radio Network. Visit transformationradio.fm.
All right, we are back on Soul Wisdom Abundance with me, your host, Jennifer Bloom, and my guest, Candace Foster. So Candace, before we stepped into break, we were talking about that sandpaper under the skin feeling and how we there's ways to get rid of that, right? There's really some, you know, glass of wine, sure, you know, that's one way to handle it. But there's lots of ways that can really expand us. So can you share another tool or tip that you have for moms for helping to kind of let go of some of that irritation and really be present?
Yeah. The one thing that I was really learning is self-care. And the word self-care has been very modulized nowadays to more of being like you have to get a mani and pedi or you have to do X, Y, and Z, like buying things rather than working on your internal wellness. And so for me, I've actually started to look up what self-care wellness was instead of just self-care in itself. And that's when I really understood like, okay, self-care wellness is actually different things. And a lot of people are not talking about this. Why? I do not know. So I actually created a couple of freebies on just self-care. I did also a self-care menu to kind of help you balance out how you can just do minimal little things to help you with your self-care. I also created a thing for your mindset to help you change that vibration that you're having with your life. Instead of being so low, change it to a more higher vibration, which is basically your frequency. So I created a frequency and then also journaling tips for relationships to help kind of, if you are, for personal and for like your friendships and things like that. So if you're wanting to work on your friendships or if you want to work on your own relationships, I created different things that would help out with doing those things. But some of the self-care items that I really enjoyed myself, which these things seem kind of like basic or like not kind of like what this is normal stuff. Why would this even be a thing? But no one talks about this when they say self-care. They really do say like buy yourself a dress or buy yourself something instead of really working internally. So just a few, some of my favorite things is drinking lime water. I actually hate drinking water personally. And drinking lime water actually with the acidic really does help with your internal organs and actually flushes out things a lot faster than just basic water. And I try to drink that at least twice a day with my normal 8 cups of water. Meditating, we already talked about. Journaling is another thing I talk about. Unplugging. Simple thing to say, but is probably the most hardest for people to do because they're always constantly on your phone. And honestly, taking the phone away. Sunday's my day for real. I don't do anything on the phone. It's away. I'm chilling with the family. But also I try to do that at least every other day. So I'm not really focusing on the phone or what's going on, especially now. There's a lot of things going on that can really change your mindset and get angry or trigger you. And so unplugging your phone for a little bit. Lighting a candle. My new favorite is learning a new language. I've actually started to learn Latin, which is it's nice, but it's also like, okay, this is the basis of all languages, right? So it should be this hard, but
hey, you know what? I took 4 years of Latin in high school. And let me tell you, it helped me so much with some of the things that I did later. So, but of course, my kids like to say, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie, The American President, but, you know, they talk about, they say, you know, hey, next time Julius Caesar comes to town, you're our gal, you know, so, but what a way to stretch your brain and write and learn that there's that foundation and it's just it's a brand new skill, right?
New skill, especially now you get older, you don't really put that, learning skill to the test of learning a new language. It's kind of like just brought up to you when you're a kid, just do a new language. And I honestly did Spanish for 2 years in high school. Do I remember any of it? Absolutely not. Yeah. So that I can truly understand. And so another one is setting intentions. A nice one that I like to start doing is getting crafty. And I'm sorry, can you hear him?
It's okay. No worries. Okay.
Are you sure? Okay.
It's just fine.
Okay. So another one that I like to do is getting crafty, which is doing art journaling. And I really enjoyed getting some markers and some stickies and really just playing with the journaling, adding more artistic to it than my daily journal. Do some art journaling with it. And one of my favorites is just dancing. Sometimes you just got to stop and just dance away and really just let the emotions flow and just enjoy the moment of just loosening your limbs and really getting your blood pumping and just having fun with it.
Oh, I love that. Love that. Right. You know? Oh, wow. So, okay. So all of these pieces, you know, you've mentioned again, so many of them, looking at your vibration, looking at your frequency, meditating, taking care of your physical being with what you're putting into it, you know, and being able to really tend to yourself rather than let me go get a mani-pedi, which is fun.
Yeah. Right. It's fun to do, but
it doesn't, right. It
fix
doesn't
the inner core.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. So what have you noticed as you've really shifted with this, with your inner core and really settled it and learned to kind of hear your own voice? What do you think the difference is on prosperity and creating money or creating a financial flow? What have you noticed?
I feel the minute I started to do that, that mindset of me worrying about money didn't really fathom me anymore the way that it used to. It really did used to bother me because I am a stay-at-home mom. So I've had to find my own ways of revenue or my own ways of really trying to make that abundance for myself just to help out with the family. Mm-hmm. And the minute when I stopped thinking about it too much and worrying about it too much and putting so much like frustrations and letting little things trigger me about money and really started to focus on me and not worry about that tangible item, the money started to abundant come out on all in its own without me really having to work hard for it or work or put such a hard thought process that I need, instead of to really just work on myself and let it just come to me naturally and abundantly that way.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think that, you know, once we get rid of those internal stressors, once we get rid of that internal, it's just like a wheel sometimes, like in your head, how can I make more? How can I make more?
Yeah.
What is it going to be? Okay. What about next week? What about, right? And, you know, I've run the gamut for everywhere from having, you know, $10 in the bank and having it be another week and a half before payday and three kids and, you know, to having plenty of abundance. And the factor that helped switch that was to truly create a change in vibration, change in frequency. Yeah. And we do that by quieting our bodies, quieting our minds. And it makes us so much more receptive to receiving, I think.
Absolutely. The minute you change your vibration, it's like everything starts to come into play simultaneously without you really having to do any work. And it's crazy how that can really change your mindset. You're at such a low point where everything's hitting at you. And then when you start to really think more positive and change things about you internally, the things around you start to shift without, like, in a blink of an eye, seems like sometimes.
Right. Yeah. And I think sometimes you have to, one of my favorite ways to talk about it with clients is to say, because when you're in that low point, that's all you can see and feel and hear.
Absolutely.
Right. And absolutely. So you got this person saying, be more positive. And you're like, whoa, how? Right. And I like to frame it as an experiment. Like, let's run an experiment, right? So let's practice. What can you do? What, you know, if you insert, you know, three dance breaks into your day, right? Like, you know, right. And even if you're home with your kid, you can do that, right? That's something that you can do.
Yeah.
And just notice, what does that do? How does that change the flow? How does that change the idea? How does that change your connection with your intuition and reaching out for something, right?
Right, right. Absolutely. I totally agree to that, because if you don't try or I guess let it flow to you, it seems more difficult or becomes more difficult than you really want it to go. The minute you let go is the minute all of it starts to come at you at a positive light. And you're like, whoa, this is, all I had to do was this. This is the most simplest thing. Why didn't anybody else teach us this at a younger age so that when we get older, this is how that type of abundance can be received for us in a later term. So absolutely agree with you on that.
Yeah. Yeah. And letting go is scary. You know, the whole thing.
Not a lot of people like to do that.
No. You know, and the whole idea of leap and the net will appear, blah, blah, blah. Right. But it really is building up trust for yourself.
Absolutely.
Right?
You got to trust yourself in order for that to really come and be present in your life. Because if you don't trust yourself, then how can you trust other people? Or how can you trust a system to give you that funds or that abundance that you're wanting to receive? You got to trust yourself internally first. Absolutely.
So true. So, all right. So we're just about out of time. But I would love, first of all, I want to really encourage people to go take a look at the freebies on your website, because there's a lot of really good information out there. And if you could end with one final thought, one final piece of information that you would like moms to be able to hear so that they can really start listening to themselves and trusting themselves, what would you like to share?
I would just like to let you guys know that regardless of what you're going through, regardless of how you may feel about yourself, you're absolutely not alone. I guarantee you, every other mom in this entire world has felt the way that you felt. And when you put yourself first, you put your family first. You got to work on yourself in order for you to prosper, for your family to prosper. I feel like everyone puts you as the back burner for everything, which is honestly sometimes the truth. And so when you don't work on yourself internally, you feel burnt out and you run yourself out, and you got to work on yourself to bring yourself up so that you internally are great. And then that it spreads to you out your whole family. You could do it. You just got to believe in yourself to do it.
Yeah. Hallelujah. I know, seriously. I think that, well, we could have a whole show about this, a whole other conversation, but you really can't give from an empty well.
Yeah.
Right.
You just can't.
You think you are, but then that sandpaper under the skin feeling is always present, and you're irritated and crabby and you're yelling, and that's just not who we want to be as parents. Right.
Exactly.
So yeah. All right. Well, Candace, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today. I'm really appreciative. And again,
encouraging
everybody to take a look at your freebies. So, yeah, fantastic. All right. So we're going to head into one more break. And when we come back, I'm going to share an exercise for helping to start to be able to differentiate beliefs that are yours and beliefs that are somebody else's. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Learn to love more fearless with me, Kate. Through fun, lively, real conversations as I interview expert guests who have charted a course out of the darkness into the light. Listen live every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. To connect with me and check out my work as an intuitive healer, guide, and coach, visit lovemorefearlessintuitive.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Daniel from intuitionwisdom.com.
And I'm Dr. Pat. We've got something super special. What a generous gift. Wow.
It's time to discover who you really are. And we're offering a free intuitive reading on our website at intuitionwisdom.com. All you got to do is take the step to become one with the universe, and the life purpose is that bridge. So please come to our website, intuitionwisdom.com.
That's intuitionwisdom.com. Life purpose unlocks abundance.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back to Soul Wisdom Abundance. I'm Jennifer Bloom, your host. And we've been talking today, my guest Candace and I have been talking today about, a whole number of things, but really putting value on yourself and taking the time to really begin to understand who you are and what things are stories that have held you back that have been, come from external sources. And that as soon as you start to clear that, and as soon as you start to really take good care of your own internal being, now you're able to be in a position where you are open to receive. And receiving means any number of things. Receiving can mean receiving ideas. You might think about it as intuition. I have had so many times where I have asked for something and let go, and then I'm leafing through a local newspaper and an ad for exactly what I've been looking for is right there. Or I'll go to the bookstore and the book basically falls off the shelf at me. And so the more that you can open yourself up to receive, the more that you can be in the flow. And that receiving can also include financially, right? And so what I'd like to do is to start to have a conversation about how you can begin to discern what stories are running in the background that really were never yours to begin with, that maybe came from your parents or your grandparents, or maybe it was a teacher who had something to say to you. Like Candace's example of the brown crayon versus the black crayon. Or maybe it's even friends or friends' parents who just, are going along, living their normal lives, sharing their beliefs, and you take them on. And there's nothing wrong with that, other than the fact that it's not your story. And you don't have to have that hold you back any longer. So what I want to do, like I said, is to let's go through an exercise. And as usual, we're going to do it by connecting with soul. What I have found, and I shared a little bit about this in a previous segment, but what I have really found is that when you have something that gives you some tangibility around your own soul, you have something to keep coming back to. You have something to talk to. You have something to start to weigh things against, right? Like, is this thought that I'm having, is this something that my soul goes along with? What would my soul have to say about that? And the more you can get in alignment with who you are as that unique strand of the divine, the more effortless things are going to be. Contrast is still going to happen. But you're going to be able to be open and flowing in a much different way. So let's do this. If you're someplace where you can close your eyes, I'm going to invite you to do that and ask you to take a couple of nice deep breaths. We're going to ask for body and soul to be integrated. And then ask to bring your consciousness down into your heart center. And from here, I'm going to have you ask divine intelligence to create a connection with your soul in whatever way feels right to you. If you're somebody who's had their soul languages identified, you can connect with your team, or in whatever other way that makes sense to you. Okay. And so let's start asking a couple of questions here. And you may want to listen again. If you happen to be listening to the recording, I'm going to invite you to pause between the questions, help yourself get a little bit more information. Okay. So the first question that I'm going to have you ask your soul is, what's more important, serving yourself or serving others? What's more important, serving yourself or serving others? And then the next question sort of will give you what my answer is to that question. But what does your soul want you to know about what you can let go in order to serve yourself first? What can you let go of to serve yourself first? And then the next question is, what do you believe about your own worth? Who gets to have a say in your worth? So what do you believe about your own worth, and who gets to have a say about your own worth? And again, these are not easy questions by any means. So take the time that you need. Pause if you need, okay? And the next question is, who do you get to put on pause so that you can listen to what your true worth is? Who do you get to put on pause? And that could be anything. It could be a voice of your mother. It could be the voice of your grandfather. It could be the voice of sort of common culture. But what do you get to put on pause so that you can hear your own worth? And then final question, what does your soul want you to know about your own ability to create resources when you've tapped into your own worth? Said a different way, now that you've tapped into your own worth, what does your soul want you to know about your ability to create financial resources? Okay, so let's take a breath and ask to integrate everything that you heard. And what I am going to, what I want to say about all of this is that knowing as much as you can about yourself as a soul is really important to truly being able to embody your worth. When you can embody your really that self-acceptance of who you are. And yeah, these are kind of some buzzwords that people throw around a lot. But what I want to remind you is that when you are really able to accept who you are and your own personal worth, the more you open up, it's like you open up this huge container of receiving within you. Okay, so I'm going to invite you to continue to ask these kinds of questions. And if you would like some more resources about how to ask these big questions, please come find me on Facebook. You can find me at Soul Abundance Guide. You can find me on Instagram at Soul Abundance, or you can take a look at some of the resources on my website, which is jenniferbloom.com. And you can start to, there's a couple of freebies out there to help you start asking these bigger questions. And the more that you can do that, the more that you open yourself up to an amazing amount of flow. All right. All right. So I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in, for listening, and then participating in our show today. I want to again thank my guest, Candace Foster, and encourage you to go take a look at what she has to offer. She has a lot of really fun tools on her website. Soul Wisdom Abundance is here on Transformational Talk Radio, the first and third Fridays of every month. And I look forward to joining in with you next time. My guest next time will also go more deeply into this idea of self-acceptance and financial flow. So until then, I wish each and every one of you prosperous blessings. Take care, everybody. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Jennifer Bloom or listen to past shows, visit jenniferbloom.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite podcasting outlets. Simply search Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.